Hello everyone. Today is Chaitra Shukla Pratipada Tithi. What does it mean? Chaitra is the name of the Hindu lunar month, which is active right now. Shukla means waxing moon, and Pratipada means first Tithi. So this is first lunar day of the waxing moon phase of the Chaitra month, lunar Chaitra month of the traditional lunar calendar that is used in the Vedic tradition. And this day is considered as the new year day. So beginning of a Vedic new year, the Vedic new year is considered to be from this day. Yesterday was new moon day or Amavasya, and coincidentally it was also a solar eclipse day yesterday, and from today the Hindu new year begins. And this day, when the new year begins, a festival is also has started, that is known as Chaitra Navratri. So every year when Hindu new year begins, it begins with the Hindu Vedic festival of Chaitra Navratri, during which we worship the supreme divine cosmic feminine energy, which we call by many names like goddess Durga, Saraswati, Parvati, Lakshmi. So supreme cosmic divine feminine energy can manifest in many forms in our life. We can call her by any name. There are so many names, as I said, but most popularly she is called goddess Durga. So 9 days, starting from today, 9 days and night, we will be praying to the cosmic feminine energy, supreme cosmic feminine energy, I would say, and we will be worshipping her for bringing auspiciousness, prosperity and happiness in our life. So this is how Hindu New Year begins every year, and so I would advise you all to chant some mantra devoted to goddess, any form of goddess. Either you can chant a mantra devoted to Lakshmi or Saraswati or goddess Durga or Parvati, any form, because all those are different manifestations of the same goddess. So depending upon how you connect to her, if you connect to her as a knowledge giver, then you can pray to her as Saraswati. If you connect to her as a wealth giver or prosperity giver, then you can connect to her as Lakshmi. If you see her as a mother, only a nurturing mother, then you can connect to her as Parvati. And if you see her as the source of all the energies available in this universe, and still being in control of everything and still very organized, then you can see her as Durga. So it depends upon how you connect to the supreme divine feminine energy. There are many mantras devoted to them. Like if I talk about mantra devoted to goddess Durga, it is Om Dum Durgaya Namaha, Om Dum Durgaya Namaha. If similarly, if we talk about a mantra devoted to goddess Saraswati, it can be Om Aing Saraswatyai Namaha, Om Aing Saraswatyai Namaha. Similarly, we can talk about a mantra devoted to goddess Lakshmi, Om Shreem Hreem Shreem Kamale Kamalalaye Prasida Prasida Shreem Hreem Shreem Mahalakshmiyai Namaha. this way, this is the mantra devoted to Goddess Lakshmi. And similarly, we can talk about a mantra devoted to Goddess Parvati or Gauri. Om Hrim Gauryai Namaha. Om Hrim Gauryai Namaha. In all these mantras, the you must have seen that there are words like Dum Om Dum Durgaya Namaha. That Dum is the seed sound to connect with Goddess Durga. Similarly, in Saraswati mantra, Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha. That Aim is the Bij mantra or the seed sound for connecting with the energy of Goddess Saraswati. And there is one more mantra. There are many mantras devoted to the goddess energy. There is one more very popular mantra. Om Aim Hrim Kling Chamundayai Vichche Namaha. Om Aim Hrim Kling Chamundayai Vichche Namaha. In this, Om is the primordial sound of God. Aim is the seed sound for Saraswati. Hrim is the seed sound for Mahalakshmi. Kleem is the seed sound for Kali. Chamundayai. Chamundayai means goddess when she kills the demonic energy. And Vichche means boon giver. She is the boon giver. And Namaha. And she is making us fearless. So she is assuring. Vichche means she is also assuring us that she is here to protect us. And Namaha means I am surrendering myself to her. I am bowing in front of her. To receive any blessing, you need to have that sense of surrender. So friends, I hope next 9 days and 9 nights, you will chant one of the mantras devoted to Goddess more and more to make your life more happy and prosperous and healthy. God bless you all.